Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
LSU, South Carolina. Welcome back to Sports Talk. It is the Tigers and Gamecocks Saturday night in Death Valley. Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com, on line with us right now. And Jimmy, TJ Finley. It apparently gets the start for an injured Miles Brennan. You like the decision?
I do. I do because of the way this offense is built and how this team is built. You're going to really need to be able to throw the ball when you have a defense that's really struggling. And we've seen LSU lighten up scoreboards for over a season now. So I think you go with the guy that's a little more dynamic in the passing game early in their career, and you let him roll out there and see what he can do. I do think both quarterbacks, Max Johnson, TJ Finley, are going to play. I think they both bring a little something different to the table. And LSU, as LSU tries to figure this out, I think they're going to kind of let it play out on the field to see who the long-term answer may be. But I like going out there with TJ Finley. Kid's a gunslinger. He's confident. He can make all the throws, and he'll get out there and give his receivers chances to make plays.
For those that have not seen him play, I have at Ponchatoula. How would you describe him? Who would you compare him to?
Yeah, you know, he's a big-bodied guy with a strong arm. I've heard people say Jamarcus Russell, and of course the LSU ties. That would make some sense, but I think he's a little different than that. Maybe a Byron Leftwich. A guy who used to play a long time in the NFL, currently a coordinator and so on. I think Byron Leftwich is a guy I saw a lot in Jacksonville, big-bodied, big strong arm, fairly accurate, not really mobile, but mobile enough to make some guys miss in the pocket and do some things. In this stage of his career, no injuries, TJ moves fairly well for his size. I mean, the kid's a legit 6'5", 245 pounds. I mean, he's a big, big kid. And the thing I've always liked about TJ was his ability to anticipate throws and his ability, a lot of people see arm talent and just say arm strength. No, I think true arm talent is being able to take something off your throws, knowing when to drop it in over the linebackers before the safeties, putting the mustard on it when you need it and taking some off when you don't. That's true arm talent. When you look at a guy like Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, they're all capable of making all of those kind of throws. I think TJ long-term has that kind of ability with the ball. Now it's just, getting used to the game and adjusting to the college game and seeing long-term how he can develop mentally. But he has all the physical abilities as a passer to really be elite in time.
You almost went Bobby Hebert on me, a tink.
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 I love Bobby.
Jimmy Smith, TigerDetails.com. TJ Finley, the true freshman out of Ponchatoula, will get the start for LSU when they take on South Carolina this Saturday night in Death Valley. And SC, all of a sudden, they open with two straight losses and have won two straight. Nice win last week over previously 15th ranked Auburn. So this is a South Carolina team that's starting to feel good about themselves.
Definitely a formidable opponent. And I feel like Will Muschamp, is a guy nine lives. Every time it feels like his head's on the chopping block, he could be one of the coaches on the hot seat. He reels out a big win or two and buys himself more time. And it's a team that's not, loaded with talent, But they're well coached and they do the things they do well. So I think they're going to come in and really test LSU. You know, LSU's had some time now to kind of recalibrate things, to get things back on track defensively. The extra week off should help some. I'm thinking this is going to be a fairly close ball game. It's really hard to you know, pick a team here when you have a freshman quarterback starting for the first time. Really don't know what to expect, but I expect the offense to be fairly good. I expect them to put up 30 points plus in this game with TJ Finley and Max Johnson under center. Will that defense be able to hold? And better yet, will they be good enough in the running game? Will they slow down the Gamecocks running game? So there's going to be a lot to learn about this LSU team this week, and this is going to be a fairly tough opponent.
Jimmy, given the way LSU got off to this year, losing the opener to Mississippi State, who's now 1-3, and they've benched KJ Costello, and has this impacted recruiting at all?
Not yet. You know, by season's end, if things don't get corrected, yeah, I think it could hurt some. But kids really look long term, and most of the kids have already done their homework, and they've already established what they think of LSU or an Alabama or a Clemson or any school. They've already figured out what for them. They've already figured out what that school is, what tier they put them on, and one season doesn't really alter that too much. Winning a championship will help a lot more than going 5-5 will hurt. And that's just the way it works in recruiting, especially when you have the resume LSU's had over the last 20 years. But I'll tell you, if they struggle throughout the season, you could see some of the elite guys that are being recruited by those elite programs that might be playing for championships towards the end of the year start to pull back a little bit and have a little level of concern. But as of now, I don't think there's really any damage done in recruiting for this class. But for future classes, you're trying to make that impression now. So this certainly isn't helping them in their case for 2022 and 2023 players and beyond.
What about this SC team scares you if you're LSU? What do they do well that LSU doesn't do well?
I think it's one of those teams. For me, they're sound enough in any aspect of the game to where if you're not sound in one regard, they're good enough to beat you at that. And so that's what scares me here for LSU is LSU has a lot of holes. And they haven't been good in the running game. They haven't been able to stop the run. They haven't been able to blitz the passer. They've had communication issues all along the back seven. SC's good enough in the passing game, good enough in the running game to where if you're struggling, they're going to be able to exploit it. And so they're just sound enough in most aspects of the game. When you have a team like LSU that's really struggling to find its identity and find its way and bring along new players, you're really susceptible to multiple ways of being attacked. So I think SC is just good enough in every phase of the game to present a real challenge here. So I think LSU is going to have to show up in special teams. They're going to have to play the run and run better, and they're going to have to be better on the back end on the defense to beat this team. If they have any holes in any of those aspects of the game, they could be exploited because, as stated, the South Carolina team is just good enough in about every phase of the game to give you a real challenge.
Do you think they fixed their defense?
I think they're going to be better. I think we're going to see some personnel changes of sorts. I think you're going to see Josh White, a very dynamic, fast, athletic young linebacker, step into the lineup some. I think you're going to see Jabril Cox used in various ways. I think he's going to move off the line of scrimmage some and play some of nickel and play some coverage. You might see Jacoby Stevens around the line of scrimmage more. I think they're tinkering with their tinkering with their roster a bit and adjusting things to see what they have and find the right personnel with this new defense and with so many new faces out there. And with such little time to really prepare for their season, they're kind of figuring things out. They probably would have figured out in the spring right about now. And so they're playing catch up here, and I think they will be better. And I think 3 or 4 weeks from now is when we're really going to see that defense start to really find itself. But we're going to start to see phases of it improve slowly up until that point.
Well, they got Bama in a few weeks, so they better,
yeah.
They better be wired tight by then. Otherwise, Alabama will come in here and embarrass them, to be honest with you. You like the Tigers in this matchup?
I really think this is going to be a one-score game. Toss-up game, it's hard for me to pick. I do feel like TJ Finley is going to play fairly well this game. and LSU will score nothing. Yeah, I think I'm kind of leaning towards LSU, but it's really hard to say when you have that freshman unknown stepping in under center. But I am kind of leaning towards LSU, this extra week off to figure it all out and get that defense on track. I expect them to pull the game out, but it's going to be a close one.
Jimmy, are you watching Giants, Eagles, or watching the debate, or neither?
I have the debate countdown on right now on two stations because that's how we roll on this house. And so we're waiting for the debate and doing a little family time. Tonight was pumpkin night. Carved up a pumpkin.
Nice. Nice. Good job. Well done. Jimmy, I'll talk to you down the line, man. Thanks.
Take care, Christian. Later, bud.
All right, man. Look, TJ Finley, saw him a couple times at Ponchatoula. If you're looking for a comparison, you could go Jamarcus Russell. And what I mean by that is just how big he was, how big he is, I mean, and how the ball just came out of Jamarcus's hands effortlessly. Same thing with TJ Finley. The ball explodes out of his hand. He makes some throws look really, really easy where other guys would struggle. I just want to know how – I want to see how quickly he processes information. Any quarterback, that's hard to do, right? But as a true freshman making your first start, how quickly does he digest what's in front of him pre-snap, post-snap? You know, I'm sure Will Muschamp, being the defensive guy he is going to come up with a couple of exotic looks for TJ to try to solve in the passing game. Man, if you can get a running game going early against SC, I think that bodes well for TJ having some success in this ballgame. He's got to be able to lean on that running game. They can't ask TJ to sit back there and drop back and throw 40 times in the game. Can't happen. Probably won't have success if you do so. It's kind of neat because you get to see who's after Miles Brennan in terms of what the quarterback room looks like and talent looks like the year after next when Miles Brennan's done playing for LSU. But then again, you consider it's an LSU team that's 1-2. They haven't played for 2 weeks. They've had 2 weeks to stew on that loss to Missouri late in the game. I want to see how they respond to that. I'm sure they've been pretty aggravated. Might motivate them. Look, it also could get in their head in an adverse way. I'm sure there was a lot of finger pointing internally going on over the last 2 weeks. Bo Pelini says he's going to simplify the defense a little bit. See, that's the problem with these super, super minded coaches offensively or defensively. When they have a keen understanding of schemes and like to get creative, they sometimes get too creative. While they take for granted, well, I can understand it. Why can't they? Well, they're young 19, 20-year-olds that just played in high school last year. So you might have to simplify it a little bit. I think that'll help a lot. And look, LSU has to go out there and start making plays. At least make the basic ones. Keep guys from running scot-free in your secondary. It's amazing to me to think that Mississippi State scored 44 points in that win over LSU. They haven't scored. They scored under 30 in their last three games. They're averaging 10 points a game. It just goes to show you how off that LSU defense was to allow KJ Costello to throw for 600 plus yards in week one. He's since been benched, and State has lost three in a row. Like I said, averaging only 10 points a game, 30 points over the last three. It's head-scratching as to why they lost to Mississippi State. Certainly head-scratching as to losing to Missouri. For the life of me, I still don't understand why you don't sneak the ball on three straight plays inside the one-yard line against Missouri. I don't care if you're a spread offense. It's not that hard to get under the center and just go. Just get the snap and go. Miles Brennan's 6'5". You mean to tell me he couldn't get a push on three straight? So what if he hasn't taken a snap under center all camp, all season? Shame on you, honestly, for not having that possibility, that scenario, that opportunity. You should rep that. I'm still scratching my head over that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.